Hello everyone, my name is Miguel. I'm going to share with you a few things that I use at work pretty much on a daily basis. I use Grunt, we use Gulp, so the purpose is not so much to go with one stack versus the other one. It's more to illustrate why you would use such tool. So writing code is a really tedious business. You write code, you got to lint it, you got to compile it, you got to serve it, you got to write more code, then you deploy it again, then you lint it, you write some unit tests. And then you go through this cycles of this repetitive cycle of doing stuff. And you as a developer just want to basically concentrate on writing code. So just write more code. What you got to do is basically abstract out all of that repetitive junk into little tasks, right? And that's exactly what the grunt is for. You use the grunt to write those tasks. And you run them for you. You tell it, run this thing, and it runs it. So that's very spectacular, right? So what I found to get started with, I mean, you basically need these three very basic types of tasks, right? I found very useful that you will increase your everyday ergonomics of doing development. It's just by coming up with a task for compiling your JavaScript. You use Browserify, then if you start up a simple server that serves up all of your static content that Browserify builds, that's very, very easy to do. And then one very nice thing is that once your code is compiled, you can go ahead and polish it out to the server and then automatically reload the browser, right? I mean, it's pretty cool feedback. So there is a little project demo that I put together. It's a very simple app. And what it has is just has those three simple basic tasks. And basically when you're looking at a hold on, super tiny. So basically, when you're looking at a project, everything starts with a grunt file when you're using grunt. What you're going to notice is that in the grunt file is where you define your tasks. In this particular file, I have defined Browserify. That's one of my, the processor is one of my tasks. And then in it, you define properties, configurations for them. Like here, I define the source. Here, I define the destination. What that means is that I give Browserify an input from source, and then I get an output. And that output is basically a bundle. It takes all of your JavaScript, builds up this bundle that you can then deploy. This is a little trickery that I have. I use this same little piece of code in pretty much all my projects. I use grunt. It takes the package name. It's basically this configuration. So it's a very generic way to get your grunt configurations in a generic way. So basically connect is the server that I use for serving up static content. I configure a couple of things here. I customize the port and the host name. Generally, the port you customize it because you might be running multiple instances of Connect, and you want to keep things. You want to be able to run multiple instances. This keep alive is kind of important if you're running Connect as a web server that you started up and you want to keep it running. A lot of times, you can start up a quick instance of Connect that runs your unit tests and it just dies after. To prevent that from happening, use the keep alive flag. Watch is basically the ROG. This thing ties the whole room together. This thing, you configure it to listen for changes in files that you specify here. Right now, I'm only specifying JavaScript because just given the 5-minute talk, but you can provide in there HTML, you can specify whatever extension types it takes, globs type of input. And then when any of these files in this particular configuration change, when it works through notification system. So whenever any of these files change, it triggers basically an event and it runs all of these tasks that you specify in here. Right now I only have a build task. So whenever any of these files change, it runs the build task. The options I'm passing in live reload. This is actually pretty nice because what Watch will do is that once these files change, it kicks off these tasks, and once that finishes, it's going to go out and notify the browser that it needs to basically refresh. So that's a really handy thing, and I'll show you that in a second. So grunt by default runs in sequence, all of the tasks, and sometimes that doesn't work really well because, for example, when I'm going to start up a server, the blocks, the thread, the next task can't run. So how do you get around that? You use the concurrent task. And in this case, the concurrent task, when I spin it off, is going to start up a Connect server. And then it's also going to start up the file watcher, and basically listen for any events for file modifications. And when that happens, it's just going to go through the build process and then notify the browser that something changed. NPM, load NPM tasks, that's how you register modules into Grunt to make them available as tasks. In this particular one, I'm customizing two tasks. I'm calling one serve and one build. The build I use when I just want to have a quick build triggered. Like, for example, if you have an integration with Jenkins, you want to have just a quick build and get the output and put it wherever you need to. But for daily development, I have something generally called serve. And this syntax basically is that whenever you run through the CLI, the serve task, it's going to run build, and it's also going to run the concurrent build. So what that does is that it builds your system, and then it will spin off a server, and it also will continue monitoring the files for changes. And here's what that whole thing buys you, right? You want to now concentrate. Now is where you're like, all right, well, I got all these tedious tasks automated. Now I want to use them. So I'm just going to do a quick little grunt serve, start something up. Oh, failed. Sorry, boys, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we'll just do it here. Grunt serve. So that compiled up here, my code, started up the server, and started monitoring my files for changes. So right here, I have my server. The nice thing is that it actually started up it basically loaded up the browser with that content for me automatically. I didn't have to fish out the browser and do anything crazy. So what I'm going to do is just do a quick little modification in the file that is part of my project, and then we hopefully will see this in change. Is that spelled correctly? I think so. So if things go correctly, then there you go. That's live reloading for you. It worked beautiful. You just write your code and you worry about all of the writing code part. You don't worry about any of the junk behind manually refreshing the browser. That's just tedious and annoying. All right, that's it, folks.